The views and opinions expressed by Brock and Hunter are ridiculous and should not be heard by anyone. WIRX denies any responsibility for anything that happens over the next 4 hours. Let's start the show.
What are you guys doing up so early?
I'm listening to a dumb nonsense radio show.
Oh, that radio show.
No. Actually, it's my favorite, too.
We have standards.
Incredibly low standards.
Good thing it's Friday.
Today is Friday.
Oh, thank God, Friday, TGIF.
Thank God, it's TGIF.
Let's start this weekend.
Hi. I'd like to report a bag.
Sir, you'd like to report a what?
A bag.
You're not going to have your mommy slam behind you anymore and wipe your little douches.
Because it's Friday, you ain't got no job, and you ain't got shit to do.
They're not children, they're not adults, they're animals. Filthy, wild animals.
All right, here we go. It's Friday.
Here we go.
Look at me. It's Friday. Don't you break eye contact.
I can't.
We gotta get it done, Hunter. We gotta do it. Good morning, everybody. Happy Friday. Welcome to it.
I'm Sergeant Brock over here.
That's right.
Time to do PT.
I'm gonna whoop you into shape, buddy boy. Pal. No, that's too much for me this morning. I had some crazy dreams last night. I took a little bit of Z-Quil. And it kind of mixed with the beers I had beforehand.
Mm.
And it was a crazy night. Crazy night.
That's what happens when you take drugs.
It's not enough that I take Z-Quil with alcohol in it. I gotta you know, prime the engine with the two or three beers beforehand. But yeah, so I don't know. I think I still kind of feel like I'm dreaming. And I might just because I'm still hopped up on Z-Quil. I'm not sure yet.
Might be dreaming your whole life, bro.
Don't start.
You might be plugged in.
Not at 6:05 in the morning. Don't start it right now.
It might be the Matrix. This might be a simulation. Technically, it's not out of question.
It's 6:05 in the morning. You're starting with that stoner talk. Knock it off.
And it's all started with the aliens.
No, we're the worm.
They have us plugged in, man.
And we're powering their ships.
Yes.
Our brain activity is powering their ships.
See? Yeah.
It's way too early in the morning.
I know.
Let's scratch that.
My brain already hurts.
Good morning, everybody. We got so much to get to, man. It is going to be a busy Friday, but it's going to be a fun Friday. A lot of great stuff. So hang out with us. Mm-hmm. Won't you be our listeners?
Won't you be our listeners?
I like that.
Ah.
We just thought of that. We didn't even rehearse that. So hang out with us. We're going to have some fun. Right now, the Foo Fighters learning to fly. It's the Plan B Morning Show. Oh, yeah.
Thing that rocks.
Hey, good morning. 6:10, it's Brock, it's Hunter.
How you doing?
Hey, how you doing, man? I got nothing. I got nothing right now.
Well, it's Friday. There's probably not much going on in sports.
No, not really.
Let's just get you to the weekend. How about that?
One of those days. I know we got a lot to do, but, like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know when we're going to get to
it. Don't know where to start.
I tell you what, though. Look at the forecast. How about that? Does that sound good?
Yeah.
There's no school closings. Kids, you're going to school. Sorry.
Yeah.
Someone just needs to say, I got the coronavirus.
Yeah,
I got the coronavirus. Speaking of that cruise, before I do the forecast, that cruise ship that I told you about the other day, 61 cases now.
Oh, dude.
They're quarantined on that ship.
No.
That is just a floating Petri dish right now.
Yeah, seriously. That sucks.
Wow.
Yeah, keep him away from
Just
states.
Keep him out at sea.
Yeah.
Keep him out at sea. He'll just sink the boat.
Walk the plank.
Walk the plank. But, well, when it started off as just a few, like, it was like 13 people, and now it's 61. I don't know what they were expecting. Good Lord.
That's scary.
Yeah. Yeah.
Imagine if you're on that ship.
Oof.
I'd be locked in my room.
I'd be locked in my room, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Drinking heavily, because I did hear that alcohol can kill the coronavirus.
Really?
So, and I don't know if they mean like rubbing alcohol or glug glug alcohol. I mean, if you're brave enough, you can drink rubbing alcohol.
Right. You really 97%.
Need that buzz. Sets your insides on fire. Anyway, all right, here, let's take a look at the forecast. Today, cloudy chance for some snow, high of 32. Tonight, more snow, low of 20. Tomorrow, high of 32. Going to be cloudy. Not terrible. And then it's 35 on Sunday through Tuesday.
I mean, not too bad of a weekend, I guess.
No, it actually looks pretty nice. Dude, there's nothing better than like a sunny 32-degree day.
Yeah.
That's perfect. 28 to 32, sun, gorgeous. I love that.
I'll take it.
I will. I can go out and tan.
Oh, yeah.
And then it's nice as you get the full tan because the sun bounces off.
Mm-hmm.
The snow.
Aren't you tanning anyway?
I am, yeah. Look at how tan I look. This would be better than when I go outside. I'll get a really, really nice, crisp tan.
Yeah. in that snow. That snow bod.
That's so tight, bro. The tightest snow bod you've ever seen. Hey, speaking of snow bods, we got sports coming up next.
What?
What?
Oh, yeah, the mighty Metallica, yeah.
Yeah.
Rock 107 WIRX, the Plan B Morning Show. Brock, Hunter, all right,
snap into a Metallica.
Snap into a Metallica, yeah. that's funny, dude. Let's do sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
And Bud Light, always good to enjoy. I may have a Bud Light while I'm hitting the slopes this weekend.
Throwing down, man. Just.
On the skis or on
well, both?
Both, okay.
Let's do that one thing where you got to have your pants half-mast. Just like in the movie Out Cold.
Yeah, there you go.
Whoever has the most beer at the bottom of the hill.
I love that. So yeah. That's a great game. We'll do that.
Our buddy Ben is coming, and he's a big Frisbee guy. This has to do with sports, right?
Yeah.
I told him, throw the Frisbee on top of the hill, ski down, and try to catch it.
That'd be epic.
He's going to try to do
it. Oh, nice. Yeah. Nice. Someone's going to die.
Yeah.
All right.
Someone's dead.
Someone's dead.
All right. We're going to do scores. And then I got something I want to talk to you about, ask you, and get your opinion, because I heard it yesterday on the old
Dan Patrick show. Yeah.
let's do it. NBA basketball. Last night, the Magic losing to the Knicks 103-105. More basketball. 76ers and the Bucks played. The Bucks beat them there 112-101. The Spurs losing to the Trailblazers 117-125. Let's just go. Let's just move on. Actually, you know what? Hell with the scores. Let's talk about what I heard about yesterday.
All right.
We're talking about Joe Burrow going to the NFL. Potentially first pick. And then they were talking about previous first picks and first picks into the future.
Now, Burrow, he's out of, was that LSU?
Yes.
Yeah.
And old boy is going to go to the Bengals because the Bengals is the worst team in the NFL.
Mm-hmm. But they got Dalton.
And then they got first pick.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to pick Burrow. What do you think about this? Why is it that out of high school going to college, you can pick any college you want to go to?
Mm-hmm.
And then you work your ass off for 4, possibly 5 years in college. You get MVP. You get Heisman. You get all of these nice medals. Your jacket is full of them.
Yeah.
And then you go to the NFL, and you have zero choice.
Yeah.
And here's the problem I have with it. Because in the past, there's been a few quarterbacks. Dude, it pretty much ruined their career.
Yeah.
If you start out, you're going to start out on the worst team.
Yeah.
You're the best quarterback coming from the NCAA, the best player, and they're going to put you on the worst team pretty much every time.
Yeah.
Because the worst team gets the first pick.
And they usually
do. Chances are.
And most worst teams don't have a strong quarterback or strong offense.
You think this needs to be changed?
I don't really care either way.
Why can't they pick? Like, don't they work their
ass off? That's what John Elway did. John Elway was like, no, I'm not going to, God, what team was it?
And look how he ended up.
He did all right.
He did pretty damn good.
But he also had a backup plan.
So here's
he could have went and played baseball.
Right, it's true.
So he had a backup plan.
He had leverage.
He had leverage, exactly. He's like, no, if you guys don't let me go to the team I want to go to, I'm going to go play baseball. And the NFL's like, we want this guy. He's so good.
So if Joe wanted to, he could sit out an entire year.
Yeah.
And then go wherever he wants. So that's the kind of choice he has. Because, and I bring this up, they interviewed Joe the other day about the Bengals. Had nothing bad to say about the Bengals.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't have anything good to say about
him. No.
Well, he was very neutral, and everybody was like, even the fans called him out.
Yeah.
Like, he doesn't want to come to Cincinnati.
Yeah.
It's just very obvious on his face.
Yeah.
His answer was very obvious.
Yeah.
Why, as a fan base, would we want somebody like that to come to our organization? I think it's trash. I mean, it literally could set you off on the worst foot ever.
Well, and you think about
it. You could not dig yourself out of
it. You think about it, too. It's a good way to get hurt. You don't have as strong of an O-line.
Yep.
The Bengals are playing the 49ers. You got Bosa breaking through your crappy offensive line and smokes you, and then you're out. I think there is something to what you're saying. I think it's because money is involved, and a lot of money is involved. But again, the NFL, it also is just kind of how the NFL has done it. I don't have a good answer for you.
You know, it's like if you're Cincinnati, and we're going to take Joe, all right? But we kind of know Joe doesn't want to be a part of our program, which he's probably going to be gone in a year anyway.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, like, who is this benefiting?
Yeah.
You know, it just, it doesn't make sense to me.
What it benefits, and I think why it's...
To even the playing field a bit?
Not really, because here's my take on it, is that even very rarely does a rookie come in and change the game. Mm-hmm. You'll see them come in, they may do some pretty cool things, but very rarely does a rookie come in and make it to the Super Bowl, you know, turns a team around, because it's a team sport. And even though you got the best player, mm-hmm. It's just the best college player. I mean, he's not played a snap in the NFL. It is completely different than college ball.
It's the same thing in basketball, too.
Same thing in basketball. Basketball, I think, though, is, even though it's a team sport, one guy I was watching the other day, I was over at Wings, and they showed the difference in where the Pelicans were before
Zion
starts.
He played last night, I think.
Like, they went from, like, 21st in one category to 6th, and 21st to 4th, and 26th. Like, one guy made a huge difference. Mm-hmm. Basketball, I can see that. NFL, it's a little bit different, because if you don't have an O-line, it doesn't matter how great of a quarterback you are, you're not going to do well. What it could do, though, is leverage it as, all right, we'll give you, we'll give so-and-so team this, but you're giving us, like, 10 picks.
Right.
And that's how
it's
I think
they benefit. That's what L.A. did.
Yeah. And honestly, you're better off getting 10. So you have one great player, and then you have 10 good players. I'd rather take 10 good players over one great player.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I can kind of see that. I just think it's trash that you can't pick. I mean, it literally could start your career off on the worst foot ever. That you cannot dig yourself out of.
And I don't know what the kind of bargaining tools are with that.
Say he goes to the Bengals.
Yeah.
All right? And then he starts.
Yeah.
And he sits back a little bit. Joe steps up, and he's terrible.
Mm-hmm.
Just absolutely terrible.
Mm-hmm.
You know, is it because of Joe? Mm-hmm. Is it because he was on the worst team in the NFL? Nobody knows now.
Yeah.
Now who's going to pick Joe? Who wants Joe now?
Yeah.
He sucks.
Yep.
He sucked last year, but he was on the Bengals. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
See, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like,
I get exactly what you're saying.
I really think it's a rule that I think they need to look at.
Well, the NFL's got a lot of rules that they need to work on, but it's just been that way since the...
Yeah.
Since the 60s,
ever,
man.
Ever.
A bigger question with all of this is, why in the hell does that crap state Ohio have two NFL teams?
That's true. What
I want to know.
It's very true.
And two terrible NFL teams. Uh-huh. NFL teams. When are we just going to board that state off?
Dude, I don't even think I saw a Bengals game this year.
No, I forgot.
I forgot about it.
Forgot they had a team.
We had to look up the worst team in the NFL other week, and I'm like, oh, yeah, the Bengals.
Everyone. Ohio has two NFL teams, and they're both trash.
Yeah.
Just like Ohio.
Yeah.
I said it. That's your sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Rock thing that rocks.
Hey, good morning. 6:39. Brock Unter.
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 We're in the same thing I did yesterday.
Are you?
Yeah.
I'm actually, you know, look at me act as I'm not far off. I got the same pants I was wearing yesterday.
Like, really?
And I had a blue button-down shirt yesterday. Literally, the only thing different is this one has sleeves.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're wearing the exact same outfit, though.
Yeah.
You're disgusting.
I know.
No wonder the studio stinks.
I don't really care anymore.
I've given up.
I've given up a long time ago.
I just don't care. I
went from the buckle buying $80 Lucky Jeans to
$20? Damn. All right. For the whole outfit?
For the whole outfit?
Jesus.
I thought Walmart was supposed to be cheap.
It's ridiculous, man.
I'll just pick anything on the floor there. That's what I'm going to wear today.
You don't stink yet.
No.
I'll let you know.
I definitely showered.
I'll hose you off.
Just
see, now, if I shower putting on clothes I've worn before,
I know, it's kind of
pointless.
I can't
do it. Yeah, you got to get some fresh digs.
The smell of the clothes really come out of the clothes when you shower before you put them back on.
Where do you put clothes that didn't get dirty enough to wash and you can wear again?
I have two... And not even to say organized, just two piles.
You have two piles.
This one's dirty. One's really dirty.
You can make it last longer if you like hang it up, put it on something.
Yeah. Then you gotta sit there and hang it up.
Oh God, you're the laziest.
Put it on something.
The laziest son of a bitch. I'm supposed to hang it up like some woman?
Here's the thing, right? Uncle damn woman. Here's the thing. If you go through my house, if you go through the man cave, everything's organized. Everything's clean.
Uh huh.
My wife will vouch for me on this one. But if you go into the bedroom, it's a little different.
Yeah.
A little different. I think everybody has to have at least one room or an area where it's not the most organized.
Yeah.
Like, I go to my sister's house, and sorry if you're listening, sis.
I'm not. What's up, sis?
You go to our house and everything is just like, I mean, boom, right here, like just by the inch. And I like walk around the house and I see her. I'm like, you know, you're psycho.
Do you ever just move stuff? Like, yeah, just sometimes. Like a little bit just to mess with
like
her?
All the pictures on the, everything's just perfect.
Yeah.
You know, I'm like, what are you like selling the house? Like, why is it so perfect?
But see, when it's nice and clean like that and you keep it clean, it's a lot easier. Because how many times have you had that Saturday where you're like, oh my God, the house is a mess. We got to clean it. Yeah. And then it takes forever.
And not really, though, because no. we don't really get to that point.
No.
Where it does take all day to
your
clean.
Your wife doesn't let it get to that point.
Oh, she'll vouch. No, she works.
I don't believe it one bit.
She's
Hunter.
At work all day.
I don't believe it one bit.
You know what? I'm taking a stance on this one. There are a lot of things I don't do, but the one thing that I am going to vouch for myself, I'm clean guy.
I don't believe
I'm a clean guy.
I don't believe a damn word. The guy who's wearing the same clothes as yesterday is
has
protesting.
Nothing to do.
I am a clean man.
With the organization of my house.
Don't let the 2-day outfit fool you. All right, well, maybe we'll get your wife on the phone. We'll see if we can, confirm.
Let's do that.
Confirm this. First, we got to do rock news.
Okay.
Why don't you clean up your area while I'm doing rock news?
You hear that, wife? If you're listening, make me feel good. Come on.
Defend my honor, woman.
Here's your Plan B morning show rock news with Brock and Hunter.
As always, your rock news and rock history brought to you by Honor Credit Union. Honor Credit Union.
Come be part of it.
Well, Ozzy Osbourne's fans who also enjoy tattoos, you're getting the first crack at hearing his new album, Ordinary Man. There are listening parties set at 50 tattoo shops around the world, and people who attend can also get inked with something from the new collection of Ozzy-inspired tattoo designs. You can RSVP to the event closest to you at tattoo.ozzy.com. I'm actually going to check that out. That's pretty cool, man. Mean,
bunch of dirty tattoo-wearing people.
Yeah, at least we have fresh clothes on. Ordinary Man is due out the next day, February 21st. Ozzy will be signing the album at Amoeba Records in Hollywood. I think that's cool, though. Ozzy's got a lot of tattoos. Very illustrated man. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So now
Grandma would not be proud.
I don't know. I've seen some grandmas all tatted up.
Look, you grandmas just look. Look at all those tattoos
your
got
grandma
on here.
Had that mushroom tattoo on her face.
You're a son of a bitch. Jeez, man. I'm being funny here. I'm not serious. Straight up.
I'm sorry.
Straight up said my.
I'm so sorry.
You know what? I hope you burn. You're going to burn.
I am going to burn. It's going to be worth
just
it.
Burn.
It's going to be worth it. That's your rock news. Let's do your rock history.
On this day in rock history.
On this day, 1968, Sully Erna, lead vocalist and guitar of Godsmack, was born. You're going to be reeling from that one for a while.
February 7th, 2020, Brock gets struck by lightning through the window.
Worth it.
During the winter.
Happy birthday, Sully. We love you, and we love Godsmack. That's your rock news and rock history brought to you by Honor Credit Union.
Come be part of it, you son of a...
Now! Do it! Do it now! Come on! Do it!
Useless trivia.
Do it!
It's brought to you by... No, LaRue,
do it. I can't do
God,
that.
You're destroying. Arnold's going to... If you heard you do his impression, you'd
no,
take
Arnold
it
Arnold likes it when I do it when I talk like him.
That's better. It's better than your Colombian, Arnold.
Do it. Come on, baby. Anyway, it is useless trivia.
What are you, Lou Bago?
It's brought to you by No LaRue, casual Cajun eatery in St. Joe. They have so many great menu items. Whether you're looking for lunch, you need something catered for a party, Mardi Gras Fat Tuesday's coming up. They cater as well, so let them take care of your parties and all your delicious food.
Question
needs.
For you.
Yeah.
What is Fat Tuesday?
It is a Tuesday that is fat.
For the fatties?
I'm not exactly sure.
You know, it's like throughout my life, you know, since I was 21, there's always go on vacation. Fat Tuesday.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we're always cheer for it and drink for it, but the whole time I'm like, wait, what is it?
Mardi Gras is French for Fat Tuesday, reflecting the practice of the last night of eating rich fatty foods before the ritual of fasting of the Lenten season. So you have a party. You drink the booze, eat all the food, you go crazy with it, and then you're good for,
That's a great way to start fasting.
Lent, is that 40 days? I think it's 40 days.
Yeah, Lent is it the Catholic?
No. I know, because we're Lutheran and we had Lent, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. And you got to give up something, a food or anything.
I I don't know.
Come on. You're supposed to know this stuff, Brock. You're
sorry.
The host.
I'm sorry. I didn't look. I didn't know I was going to be grilled on the history of.
Yeah, tell me.
Fat Tuesday.
Because I know a lot of people give up like it's always something like really good, too. Like steak. I'm not going to eat. Why? Yeah. Something you don't like olives. I'm going to give up sushi.
Yeah. I'm going to give up. You don't like sushi. That's not how it works. Right. You have to give up something you like.
Yeah.
You have to give up something you like.
I don't want to give you up, Brock.
Oh, that was the dumbest thing you've ever said. Let's get to useless trivia before we ruin this anymore. Anyway, your useless trivia for today. Big happy birthday to Chris Rock. He celebrates 55 years.
Yeah.
He's 55 today. Looks good for 55.
Yeah, he still looks like he's like 20.
I know. Which Eddie Murphy movie was Chris Rock's first flick? Which Eddie Murphy movie was Chris Rock's first flick? A, Coming to America, B, Beverly Hills Cop 2, or C, Boomerang. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. Which Eddie Murphy movie was Chris Rock's first flick? A, Coming to America, B, Beverly Hills Cop 2, or C, Boomerang. 925-WIRX, 925-9479 to call, play, and win.
WIRX, everything that rocks.
All right, here we go. Useless trivia time brought to you by Nola Rue. Big happy birthday to Chris Rock, turning 55 today. Which Eddie Murphy movie was Chris Rock's first flick? That was kind of a tongue twister. Let's get ourselves a winner here. WIRX, hello.
Yes, was it Beverly Hills Cop 2?
Beverly Hills Cop 2. That is correct. All right. Nicely done. What's your name, man?
My name's Dwight Fisher.
Dwight, where are you calling from this morning?
I am in St. Joe.
St. Joe, you know we're number one there, right?
You're number one everywhere.
You're damn right we are. Hey, well, you're number one today. You got yourself that gift certificate to Nola Rue. What station hooked you up?
Rock 107.
All righty. Next chance to win coming up Monday. Same place, same time. Let's do news. Rock.